But the girls' game is up first, and your typical starting five for Skagway. You got Al Weber in center. You got Haley Jensen at point guard. You've got Selmer, Kiara Selmer, playing the wing. You've got Kara Whitehead at one post, at the power forward position. And then you've also got Madison Cox starting at the two guard. So for the Winona Braves side, Ronnie Roberts, Morgan Stevenson, Chrissy Lockaby, and Monique Glover will be getting the bulk of the minutes. And the tip is up and controlled by Skagway. I hear that very often. We've got a backcourt violation immediately, though. And so what happened is Whitehead fielded the ball on the Skagway half of the court, and then Jensen was in the backcourt and did not establish position in the forecourt before she caught the pass. So unable to keep possession of the ball, and the ball goes over to the Braves. And you know what they did not do is they did not take Alaska out of the game. Coach Adam Gretzinger said that they were going to take her out of the game and didn't. So she's going to play through the pain tonight. We'll see how that affects her. She already has a shot up and missed. And Skagway has the ball in the forecourt now. On the right-hand side, Cox dribbles into the lane, finds an open Selmer. Selmer doesn't want the jump shot, gets it back out to Cox. Cox's long bounce pass just sneaks through the defense, over to Jensen. Jensen has a tip pass, gets it in the hands of Cox. Cox going to put up a jump shot. Off glass, no good. And rebound comes down to Monique Glover for Hoonah. All right. Well, all that pregame prep I did just didn't really pay off, did it? Glover walks with the ball, and we're going to have a turnover from Hoonah over to Skagway. It looks like Alaska will at least go until she can't go any further. Coach Adam Gretzinger, she's got to be thrilled with the level of commitment by his sophomore, Alaska Scaffoldstad. What difficult name? Southeast Alaska basketball to pronounce. Scaffoldstad. We got a turnover on the floor. It will be Hoonah basketball. And Hoonah's going right to left across your radio tonight. She's got the ball. She's the only upperclassman on this one squad, an 11th grader, but she turns it over. Skagway comes up with a steal, and Jensen brings it up into the forecourt, gets it over to Cox. Cox wants a shot, puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Lockaby. Lockaby wants to drive on the right-hand side. Pulls up for a 12-footer. No good. And loose ball pulled down by Monique Glover. Glover kicks it over on the top to Bonnie Roberts. Now on the right-hand side, Stevenson wants to drive it. Pick clean by Kiara Selmer. Beautiful defensive effort by Selmer. Just took it right out of her hands. And Skagway has the ball. Al Weber doesn't see the pass coming, hits her in the face. Second time in two nights, Al Weber's been hit in the face by the ball. She recovers. The long triple drive up the court by Lockaby ends up in a shot that is missed. Skagway has ball 0-0, 5:52 left to go in the first quarter. Another shot by Cox, this one in the rim and out. But Al Weber's there for the rebound, pulls it down too low, gets the ball knocked out of her hands, and another turnover. It's going to go back to Hoonah. So 5:34 left to go in the quarter. Skagway and Hoonah knotted up at 0. Has the ball now for the break. On the inside, she gets it to Skaffoldstad. Skaffoldstad, a beautiful dish in the interior to Stevenson. Stevenson fights against Jensen, is able to get the layup up and in for the first bucket of the game, 2-0 Hoonah. Dribbles into the forecourt, finds some pressure, and then gets it over to Cox. Cox trying to dribble it through a double team, gets the ball stolen away by Lockaby. Lockaby goes length of the court, puts up a shot, no good, and the rebound up and in by Roberts. And this is what the Hoonah Braves will do to you all night long, as they will run, run, run. And they are very difficult to contain once they get out of the fast break for Skagway. Skagway has a hard time getting back on D, but they have two players back there. Jensen and Cox both got back in time, tried to defend that play, unable to do it. So we've got a 4-0 score right now. Just over 5 minutes left to go in the first quarter. We've got a 30-second timeout. I could be mistaken. Well, Skagway, you know, they're going to start off in their 2-3 zone. That's their patented defense. Will they try a little bit of man-to-man defense? We're not sure. Probably not. Jeff Calise not comfortable with a man-to-man yet. Still wants to stay with her 2-3 zone. It'll be Skagway ball on the inbound. However, gets the ball into point guard Jensen. Jensen quickly up the court to Cox with a full pass. Tries to pass it up to Selmer. Selmer can't handle the ball. Puts it on the floor, picks it up, puts it on the floor again, and that's what's called a double dribble. And that's a turnover. Can't do that. To establish the dribble, you got to keep the dribble, pick it up, shoot it. Is it faster, maybe? It's always good. Glover has the ball now for Funa in the forecourt. Gets it over to Alaska Scaffoldstead. Drives in the lane. Dishes off to Roberts. Roberts lays it up and in. And Funa is rolling early. They get the ball in now. Hawks has it. He dribbles right into a double team. That trap. Now she splits the trap. And finally, the officials are going to call a foul. Now, this is something that myself and the coaches have talked about. They ad nauseum, but quite a bit about the physicality of this league. And how the officials don't like to blow the whistles on contact. They don't like to call fouls. Double dribbles, those all travels, but they don't really like to call fouls. So, you know, that lends itself more to the Hornets style of play than the Skagway style of play. We'll see how Skagway responds. Selmer has the ball, tries to get it down into the post to Weber. Weber is foul card by Scaffoldstead. And just as I'm saying they don't call fouls, they call a foul. How it goes. Looked to me like she was driving toward the shot, but they did call that foul on the floor. And Selmer gets the inbounds back, dribbles over to the baseline, and then realizes she's about to go out of bounds and just launches it in back of her and is bailed out by Madison Cox, who happened to be in the right place at the right time. And the ball goes out of bounds off of the defender. So, and the ball, Whitehead gets it quickly, goes into the post. Gets it back out to Selmer. Selmer's in no position to do anything and just kind of throws the ball away. Doesn't know where she's throwing it. She throws it away over to Hoon. Hoon is going to launch up a three-point shot. Stevenson's shot no good there for the big rebound is Kara White. All right, Jensen with the ball now for Skagway. She picks it up at the top of the key. Bailed out by Cox. Cox in the right place at the right time. That's over to Selmer. Selmer has an open player in the post. Doesn't want to try and feed her, though. And she's just stuck with the ball and throws it away again. Although Kara Whitehead came up. And she anticipated that pass. So was able to get in the middle of the action and cause a tie-up. So that is a jump ball situation. Ball back to Skaglund. Whitehead has it on the right-hand side. Takes off a dribble. And Kapil Cox is going to launch a three-point bomb. Off the front of the rim. No good. Ronnie Roberts has the basketball. On the right-hand side, she comes in, she travels a little, tries a shot, is blocked by Selmer. No, Jensen on the block. Skagway has the ball again, up on the right side, and boy, Funa is tough to attack on the right-hand side of the lane. They're just swarming all over Skagway, and Skagway just keeps going back to the same place over and over again. They've got to try and work it left a little bit. Risky inbound pass from Weber to Jensen, but they get it through, and they're on the right side again. Cox, her defender falls down, so she steps up. She throws up an 18-footer, no good. Weber there for the rebound. Her putback attempt, no good. Rebound comes down to Stevenson, and Funa is running the length of the court. Stevenson's going all the way to the hole. Shoots it up, no good. Selmer there for the rebound. Jensen has it. Now she's going to try the left side. Tries to work it into the middle, no good. Passes it over into the baseline to Selmer and moves the ball out of bounds. Defended there on the play by Tony Glover. And their dribble ended up out of bounds. Calling it off Skagway. I don't know. It didn't look like it was off of Selmer. It looked like it was off of Glover to me. Scaffoldstead in the lane, throws up a shot, and the girl with the giant knee brace on gets on the board for Hoona. 8-0 now. Doing up over Skagway. Cox, nice little crossover move over to Selmer. Selmer's got an open jump shot. That's her specialty. No good. And rebound comes down to Roberts, and Roberts off to the races. Jensen's there to knock the ball away from Selmer, and it will be Hoona ball underneath the Skagway hoop. Right-hand side as I'm looking at Roberts. Oh, what a beautiful little curl by Scaffoldstead. She took her player and just rubbed right off a double screen and was wide open underneath the hoop. Beautiful inbounds play and bucket for Hoona. And Skagway has it now on the left-hand side. Kara Whitehead is driving into the lane. She takes it into the lane, and we're getting a foul call. Hoona doesn't like you coming into their lane, I'll tell you that much. They have a lot of physical contact once you go into the lane, and Skagway can continue to do that. But Hoona is in foul trouble early, which inbounds pass comes to Selmer. She's tied up by Lockerbie. In that jump ball situation, the officials are conferring. Braves basketball with 1:54 to go in the quarter, 10-0 to score now. Puna up over Skaggs. Has the ball now. Monique Glover picks up her dribble top of the key, but bailed out by Stevenson on the right side. Strong player finds the post. Scaffolded, and Scaffolded shot no good. Rebound, however, comes down to Glover. Her shot no good. Al Weber picks up the rebound. Strong rebound by Weber. Jensen has it now for Skaggs. She wants to attack, and she's looking on that right side again, and there, sure enough, there she goes. And then a cross-court pass by Cox. Picked up, luckily for them, by Whitehead. Cox has the ball now on the right-hand side, and her shot is well short, no good. Rebound comes down to Puna, and Skaggs is getting predictable on their offensive attack. Oh, nice steal by Whitehead. Whitehead's going to try and go length of the court against Stevenson, and Stevenson reaches in and fouls her. Whitehead's going to go to the line to shoot two, and maybe Skaggs gets on the board. Under a minute now to play in the first quarter. Whitehead going to the line to shoot two. Quiet with Jim. She'll have a nice turn out here. Still trickling in. Shot. Kara Whitehead up. No good. Off the side of the rim. And nothing to score. Puna up over Skaggs. Early on. They get to the low triple. A lot of them. Set. Second shot. This one's up. Off the rim. No good. Almost there for the rebound, however, but, oh, taken down by Skaffolded instead. And Roberts has the ball now for Puna at kind of the half-court circle area. Brown's still working over on the right-hand side. Stevenson wants to get it down to the post. Gets it to Skaffolded. Skaffolded strong move to the hoop and is fouled by Weber. That's going to be Alaska Skaffolded at the line, shooting two. And even with a bum knee, she's impactful in tonight's game. First free throw, no good. Rattles around the rim and out. Can go up and on the way from Alaska. Drains it. 11-0 now the score. Skaggs got to figure out a way to get a good shot. Oh, instead, they got a travel violation. Jensen wanted to get the ball up on the right side to Cox, and Cox turned and ran the other way. And so when Jensen realized that the intended passee was not in any position to catch the pass, she tried to pull it back and traveled the ball. So 23.1 seconds ago, we got a whistle on the floor, and the officials just seemed a little confused. It's going to be Roberts inbound the ball for Horn. She gets it in to Lockaby. Lockaby shot off the backboard, off the rim, and in. Or two more, 13-0, 25 seconds to go for Skaggs. Jensen has it, dribbling into the teeth of the defense. Gets it in the high post to Whitehead. Whitehead runs into trouble, all sorts of hands on her, and now gets it over to Weber. And Weber is going to be, fouled. It looks like she's going to be fouled on the play. And that foul is going to go on Morgan Stevenson. She called the foul. Weber to inbound it, gets it to Cox. And 10 seconds now to go. Jensen's got to figure out a way to get a shot up, but instead is fouled by Lockerbie with 7.1 seconds to go, and it's going to be another out-of-bounds play. That was the 16 foul. They're not in a bonus yet. Next foul on Puna, that's not a shooting foul, will result in foul shots for Skaggs. And Selmer has to get up a shot, puts one up. Oh, it misses. No good. And that's going to do it for the first quarter of action. 13-0 the score after one. And Coach Jess Calise goes into the huddle with her team. She's going to talk about spacing. She's going to talk about varying the offensive attack. They keep trying the same thing over and over again. It's not working, so they got to try something a little bit different. They tried to go over to the left side just a couple of times, but that's just not the natural sort of inclination of the point guard. She wants to go to the right side. And so she continues to do it. And boy, that Hoonah Braves basketball squad, just a tough-minded defensive team. They are very physical, and they are up in your grill, and they will trap you anywhere on the court. They come after you with traps, in the backcourt and forecourt, just as soon as you get it over the half-court line. Very difficult for Skagway to deal with a pressure defense like that, very physical, very in-your-face pressure defense. You know, the Braves, girls' team, they hadn't gotten a win before last night, but in soccer, their coach, Adam Gretzinger, they've had close games, and they're there in the third quarter. And then they've only got the five players, and halfway through the third quarter, they're like, we're tired. And they just can't finish out basketball. They had a sub, they'd be able to probably contend with some of the better teams in the league.